Inspire Generation. We are a youth group located in Miami. The address is 8833 Northwest 107th Street. We want to encourage you to have a relationship with God and to get to know Him more every day. You can locate us at Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. And now, a word from God.
Are in that Bible so you can be blind. Just like when you're blind, you're blindfolded and you walk and you fall, that's how He wants you to walk. Because if He knew that you discover the promises that God gave you there, He starts losing ground. He starts losing battle. And that's why He wants to keep you blinded so you don't know the promises that are there. Oh my God, you put your tears so far away. I don't want to be so far. Oh, do we have to be over here? Cameraman? Or we have to be all the way down here? Oh my God. Okay. Tonight, I have some special guests that we're going to share some testimonies. Indira, could you please come up? Let's welcome Indira. She's going to share a little bit of what God has done in her life. Like I said, God does change you if you allow Him to. Because you know what? You could resist Him. You could resist God. But you know what? You're not going to grow. You're just going to stay where you are if you don't believe. But once you believe, there's so many things, guys, that you can do for the kingdom of God. You guys brought a Bible, right? Look at 1 Peter 2:13. And 3:12. I want you to look at it there. We're going to learn a little bit about what is being submissive to authority. One of the reasons that we're not submissive is because we're rebellious. You know, they put an authority over you, and you say, "Oh no, man, I don't like that person." Or maybe you're in school. I mean, you don't like a teacher. And you hate to be submissive. And that's part of being rebellious. The Word of God says that we must submit to authority. And rebellions, you know what? Doesn't like authority. Doesn't like government officials. Doesn't like police. If you work, you probably have employers that you don't like. But guess what? God commands us to be submissive. The word submit is it goes closely with humility, because you have to have humility in order to submit. Okay, the word says that we submit to our authorities, we submit to our pastors here, and so on. You have mentors, you have leaders in your HOPs, you have to submit to them. Even if you're older than they are, you still have to submit, because they were put there by God. The reason they were there is because they already paid the price and they were put there. Amen? In today's life, we're living a lot of pride. And that's when rebellion kicks in. The pride doesn't allow us to submit. So today, Indira is going to share a little bit of what God has done in her life, what she was before, and that way you guys can see what God does in your life if you allow Him to work in you. Okay, Indira, you're welcome. Go ahead and share with us what God has done for you.
Bueno, my name is Indira, for the people that you don't know me. Well, God has done a lot of things in my life. Before I came in to know Christ, I was really doing bad. My mom, she was planning to kick me out of the house, and I was in drugs. I was going to parties. I always wanted to, like, live what I wanted.
Indira, when did this start happening in your life? When did you start getting rebellious in your home?
Well, it was, I wasn't raised with my mom. I never got a chance to know her since I was little. I never spoke to her until I came to the United States when I was 10. That's when I got to know her. But the relationship with me and her was not good. So since I was 10 years old, I just decided to, like, make my mom's life horrible, you know? Like, I didn't get along with her, and that's when the problem started. And when I turned 15, I thought that I was like, yeah, I'm a big girl and this and that. I go do what I want. That's when everything started. When I started going to middle school, it was bad because that's when the bad friends that I had was coming to my life and bringing me drugs, alcohol, partying, and all the bad things that they offer you guys in school.
So it is important who you hang around with, because we've discussed that before in other classes. It is important who you hang around with, because that could bring you down, correct?
Yeah, it is important because the people that you're going to hang around with, those are the people that are actually going to bring you to a good or bad. If you decide to chill with people that are smoking, eventually, little by little, you're going to be just like them. And I know because I gone through many things that I was like, my mom used to tell me, oh, those friends that you have, they're bad, and they're bad influence, but I wanted to, like, be with them. And I just decided to be what they were, to do what we're doing.
Do you think that this was like a sense of identity, trying to belong? What you were feeling inside, like you needed to belong somewhere, like a clique?
Yeah, that when you're like in that age, around that age, yeah. You just, like in that age, you just want to be like other people. Basically, the people that you hang around with, they're going to influence what they have. And if you don't get away from those people, you're eventually going to become one of them, just like them.
See the word that you use right there, influence? That's powerful. You hang around the wrong people, they're going to influence you into bad things. You hang around with good people, they will influence you good stuff. You have to know who you're hanging around. If you're hanging around lousy people, guess where you guys are going? You're going to be lousy. You need to hang around Christian friends, people that, you know what, that can give you more, that are more up than you, because they will inspire you to do better things. But if you hang around people that are just lousy, lazy, and just want to be bumming around, that's where you're headed.
Yeah, what I want to tell you guys is just that right now some of you, you're in middle school, you're in high school, you just finished high school. Just hang around with the people that you know they're going to bring good to your life. Don't hang around with people that are smoking or skipping class or like, oh, yeah, let's go to a club. So many things could happen in a club. I've been to a club. I know what a club is. I know everything that you guys are, like, going through right now. My advice is for you people to, like, stay away from the bad people and try the new life, hanging around with good people that are going to bring good to your life. That's my advice, and I don't know, it's your choice. Everybody has a choice to chill whoever you want to chill with. You want to do good in life, you want to do something in life, you're going to start chilling with people that are going to bring good to your life. You know? And that's why I like to say that. Hopefully, you guys just think of what you're going to do in your future. And if you don't have a good relationship with your mom, start having a good relationship with your mom. Get the trust that you lost by doing good. Just make her think that you have changed. Because, like, we're so many times we're like, yeah, I'm going to change. But she doesn't want, like, what you say. She wants, like, to prove it. By showing your mom you're going to change, you're going to do it. Don't tell her. Just do it.
So what did you start to do? You started going to parties, hanging around the wrong crowd. You started doing drugs. Until what age did this stay, or until what time did you do this before you changed?
It was like 2 years ago.
So how old were you?
I was, I'm turning 18, so 16 years old.
It's so long time ago that she forgot your age.
Yeah, I was turning 16. For me, it was a big change because when I came into church, I never thought I was going to be in church. Really, never. But when I came, a friend of mine brought me. I decided to change, you know? But it was hard. It was just hard to leave everything. I mean, it was just hard to leave drugs, alcohol, drink, partying. It was just hard because, wow, I've been doing that for like so many years and I don't know, I'm just going to stop like in one day. No, it takes time. But if you want to. If you want to change, you're going to change if you want to. And when I came to the first time to the to church on Friday, I felt God. because I was always thought that God was not real, because like so many things that had happened to me, and I was like, where's God? Is God's real? Why isn't it's like help me, you know? But when I came the first time, I was crying because I actually felt God that was telling me that he was there for me, that he was my dad, that he loves me, and for everything that like bad that I have done, he has forgiven me. And so yeah, I started coming, but it was hard. Like I didn't want to change at the beginning because it was hard. But then little by little, I just started like to leaving things behind. I was just like, no, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. If you want to, you could change. If you want to. Nobody's forcing you to change until you want to. And sometimes we're like, oh no, I'm just gonna like go out today, but tomorrow I'm just gonna repent. That's it. No. You could do it, but it's not the same. You know, it's not the same because you're gonna feel bad because I done it. I was like, no, I'm just gonna do bad today and tomorrow. That's it. Church day, I'm just gonna repent, and God is gonna forgive me in a new day. It's just not the same, because you're gonna feel that thing. They're like, wow, I did bad, and I'm just gonna go to church and this and that. No, guys, I just want you to like to leave everything bad you're doing, because trust me, if you leave those things that you know that you're doing wrong, it's gonna make a big change in your life, and God is gonna bring everything good to you, because probably God right now is not giving you everything that you want. You're like, I want that, I want this, but sometimes we have to let go of what we're doing bad for him to give you what you want, you know?
So you felt the presence of God. You said you came on a Friday, so it must have been a youth group. Yeah. And the first time you came, you felt the presence of God, and from that day on, you started little by little changing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a struggle, right? Because it just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm not saying God does those miracles, change people like that, but it's a struggle day by day. But it's up to you to make that choice.
Yeah, it was amazing, because, like, I never felt God. And then when I came, I just, like, felt the whole presence of God. And it was funny because I was like, why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel like that? But then I knew he was real. It's like, it's a different thing when you're like, no, he's not real. But when you actually feel it, when you actually want to get into his presence, you're like, wow, he's there. He's my dad. He loves me. And, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. So why would you tell the youth that have not had an encounter with God? What can you tell them? You know, what message can you give them regarding, you know, once you start getting to know more and more the love of God to them?
Well, the first thing to feel the presence of God, I think, is by you, like, getting to know him, by coming to prayers. Pray in the morning. Pray whenever you have a time, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. But pray and do your devotional. That helps you a lot to feel the presence of God. Because if you're doing bad and then you're trying to feel the presence of God, God is not going to be the same, because you're not going to feel anything. But once you're really into God, you're really doing his devotion, or you're really coming to prayers, you're going to feel the presence of God faster. And you're going to be like, yes, I've been like so faithful to you, and that you're going to be here, and it's easier and it's better, because it's like a relationship with you and your Father, you know? And the only things I could tell you is just to get into God and change. I know that it's hard, but try your best. Try your best to change, to leave everything bad that you're doing. I mean, eventually, every bad thing you take, it has a... How do you call that? No, it doesn't come back. It has... todo lo malo tiene una consecuencia, yeah. And
sin has consequence.
Yeah, and trust me, it does.
Sooner or later, it comes out to light. That's what she's talking about. Sometimes, you know, you do things hidden away. But the word says that sooner or later, that's going to come to light.
Yeah, and just leave everything that you're doing bad. And hopefully you guys just make a difference in your life.
Amen. That's all I can say. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with you.
I'm really shy.
For those of you who brought Bible, let's read 1 Peter 2:13. I want you to look at there. It says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. It says, live as free men, but do not use your freedom as cover up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. Because you know what? Anytime that you do not submit, you're already acting rebellious. And that's a sin. God wants you to submit to your authority. Amen? If you're in school, it's going to be your teachers. At home, it's going to be your parents. Here in church, is it whoever is above you. If you're in a department, you know, in your HOPs, is your leaders. If you work in a department, whether it's sound, whether it's PowerPoint, it's whoever's lead there. That's the people you need to submit. Because once you don't submit, then you know what? That's when rebellion is kicking in, and that does not please God at all. Amen?
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but I believe that you died on the cross for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.